You're listening to SBS News.
Good. Well, thank you very much, everybody. And I want everybody to understand that the treaty that I've just signed is not the end. It is a new beginning.
With the stroke of a pen, Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson ended Britain's membership of the European Union. The House of Commons voted to approve the deal, paving the way for an orderly break with a bloc that will finally complete the UK's years-long Brexit journey.
The ayes to the right, 521.
Yay!
The noes to the left, 73.
Yay!
The UK officially left the EU almost a year ago, but remained within the bloc's economic embrace during a transition period ending at midnight Brussels time, 11 p.m. in London on New Year's Eve. Mr. Johnson insists the deal is an excellent one and to Britain's advantage.
What this deal gives us is, I would say, pretty much the best of both worlds, because you have a gigantic free trade agreement, but you also have the flexibility that people wanted and that we all care about to do things differently and better if you choose. And it means certainty. You know, from January the 1st, after all this 4.5 years, we got certainty for business, you've got certainty for hauliers, for aviation.
During the vote in the House of Commons, opposition leader Sir Keir Starmer described Mr. Johnson's deal as flawed and thin, but his Labour Party would vote to pass the bill because the only alternative would be for the UK to crash out of the EU with no deal at all. But he says he has no illusions about the deal.
The truth is this. There'll be an avalanche of checks, bureaucracy and red tape for British businesses. Every business I've spoken to knows this, and every business any member's spoken to knows this. That's what they're talking about. It's there in black and white in the treaty. I will in 1 minute. There will be checks for farmers, for our manufacturers, for customs, on rules of origin, VAT, safety and security, plant and animal health, and much more. Many British exporters will have to go through two regulatory processes to sell to existing clients in the EU. And in order to keep tariff-free trade, businesses will have to prove that enough of their parts come from the EU or the UK. So there will be significant and permanent burdens on British businesses. And it's somewhat ironic that for years the Conservative Party has railed against EU bureaucracy. But this treaty imposes far more red tape on British businesses than there is at the moment.
It's been 4.5 years since Britain voted to leave the EU that it had joined in 1973. The agreement, hammered out after more than 9 months of tense negotiations and sealed on Christmas Eve, will ensure Britain and the 27-nation EU can continue to trade in goods without tariffs or quotas. That should help protect the $1.1 trillion in annual trade between the two sides and the hundreds of thousands of jobs that rely on it. But the end to Britain's membership in the EU's vast single market and customs union will still bring inconvenience and new expense for both individuals and businesses, from the need for tourists to have visas and travel insurance to the millions of new custom declarations that firms will have to fill out. Brexit supporters, including Mr. Johnson, say any short-term pain will be worth it. But even some politicians from Mr. Johnson's own Conservative Party have their doubts. Former Prime Minister Theresa May says the deal that she arranged, which Mr. Johnson led opposition against, was a much better one.
In 2018 in Mansion House, I said that we wanted to work to get a financial services deal in the future arrangement, treaty arrangement, and that that would be truly groundbreaking. It would have been. But sadly, it has not been achieved. We have a deal in trade, which benefits the EU, but not a deal in services, which would have benefited the UK.
Boris Johnson told Parliament that his deal was the start of a new role in the world for Britain.
We are going to open, Mr. Speaker, a new chapter in our national story, striking free trade deals around the world, adding to the agreements with 63 countries we've already achieved, and reasserting global Britain as a liberal, outward-looking force for good. Detaching ourselves from the EU is only a prelude to the greater task of establishing our new role.
How Britain will fare on its own, no longer a significant part of the second largest economy in the world, only time will tell. Alan Lee, SBS News.